Today we're talking about mental health awareness amongst teenagers, about mental health.
Suicide is the fourth leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds because of bad mental health. It is estimated that 3.6 of 10 to 14-year-olds and 4.6 of 15 to 19-year-olds experience anxiety. Teenage mental health is a rising concern in the world.
Cannabis is the most widely used drug among young people, with about 4.7% of 15 to 16-year-olds. Many adult smokers have their first cigarette prior to the age of 18 due to anxiety and depression. Our opinions on mental health. Lydia's opinions. Mental health problems affect people negatively.
Harvey's opinion. It's concerning because people don't speak up about it, and it gets worse the more they hide it, and it can eventually lead to death. Lenny's opinion. It's terrible because it impacts them negatively on them.
Miss Pittman, how have you helped people with mental health issues?
Have you ever seen anyone with severe mental health problems?
Her answers.
They have an agency they work with to help support them. Mental health should be raised as much as physical health is raised. I think girls talk more than boys, and they want people to know it's safe to talk. They love their job because every day is different, and they want everyone to be able to speak up about it and not bottle it up. They want to talk about it as soon as you know it's bad, even if it's just begun, and most of the time they help people. They also think it's bad for teenagers because they like to bottle it up.
They know it can be hard, but they are always there for a chat. They want you to feel safe and not to just bottle it up. They believe they need to put posters in assemblies to address where they can get help, encourage them to speak up. Coof.com is a safe place for teenagers to tell a member of staff if your friend was struggling with mental health negatively, and so you know how to tell a teacher if you think it's best. Safeguarding is a big part in teenage mental health, and they find their job quite hard because they worry about you every day to make sure you feel safe. But they find it very enjoyable to know you can open up to them. Liam Burns.
What help is available for students?
Teachers and adults.
What's your opinion on how mental health affects different people?
Self-harm themselves or just not speak to anyone.
What would you recommend to a friend who's struggling?
I'd recommend for them to tell someone about what's happening.
Websites you can go to if you need help. Coof.com, Childline, 0800 11111, NSPCC.
People you can go to if you need help, teachers, friends and parents.
Thank you for listening.